This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. For now, let's talk right to work and other items in the news for our weekly partnership with Gallup. It's called Attitude Check.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said...
We are also going to hit on this week's news that Colorado's governor has officially heeded the verdict of voters and made recreational pot there legal following Washington State last week. Let's get into it all with Gallup's editor-in-chief, Frank Newport. Hey, Frank.
Hi, good morning.
Well, let's start with issue number one here, the right-to-work debate that played out in Michigan. How have Americans' feelings about labor unions changed over time?
They have become a little less positive. And you say over time, did you know that we first asked that question in 1936? That is, Gallup is actually one of the very first questions Gallup ever asked back in the Depression.
Wow.
Do you approve or disapprove of labor unions? 72% at that point said they approved. This was in the middle of the Depression, mind you. It's come down some over the years, but our most recent asking this year, 52% of Americans continue to approve of labor unions, just that general question, and 42% say they disapprove.
And item number two from the recent headlines, legalized recreational marijuana in Colorado and Washington State. First of all, Frank, what do Americans think now about legalized pot and whether the federal government should get involved?
Well, you know, those are two separate questions. Americans are divided on the basic question of whether marijuana should be legal. When we just ask it that way, no qualifications, is right now 50% and 48% say should not be made legal, should be made legal, so it splits equally. When we say medicinal uses, 70% say yes, so it really depends on how you define what its use is. Should the federal government get involved, like in the state of Washington or Colorado, because the laws are now conflicting? State laws say you can possess pot, the federal controls Substance Act says you can't. Americans say hands off to the feds. We just asked that question. Only 34% said the federal government should try to get involved in state laws about marijuana.
And how have opinions about legalizing marijuana changed over time?
We first asked that question in about 1970. That one didn't go all the way back to the Depression. But at that point, we had only about 10% who said marijuana should be legal. And mind you, that's the, you know, the Woodstock era back then, but very, very high opposition to it. And that's mellowed, if I can use that word, over the decades. And now American public is split.
Gallup's editor-in-chief, Frank Newport. Thank you, Frank.
My pleasure.